Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 16th, 2022. Today is Holy Saturday. Our Gospel reflection is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 53. We come to the end of our Lenten read-through of the Gospel of Luke. And we end where the church will take up tomorrow, with Jesus appearing to his disciples on the evening of the day of resurrection. Jesus shows up while the two disciples from Emmaus are busy sharing the story of having that famous meal with Jesus where he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread after he had opened their minds to the scriptures. And while the two Emmaus disciples are relating this story, Jesus shows up in the middle of the crowd and says, "Peace be with you." And everyone thinks they're seeing a ghost. And Jesus shows them his wounds. And there's this great line in Luke. It's verse 41 in the 24th chapter. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. Now, joy and disbelief and wonder, those are not words that we hear put together in the same sentence very often. The wounds in this resurrected body was a way that the disciples understood that they weren't seeing a ghost. They were seeing the manifestation of Jesus from the dead. But somehow there was a quality about Jesus that was different enough that they thought they were seeing some other kind of being. And so they were joyful that they recognized Jesus, but they were also wondering, what's going on here? And they were disbelieving. And what I think here that word means is I think it can be two kinds of disbelief. This is too good to be true. Or, where's the catch? There is either the disbelief out of joy, or there is the disbelief out of sorrow. This is too good to be true, or I can't believe it's true. And then, just like he had done with the disciples in Emmaus, Jesus recounts scriptures to the disciples, those gathered, and again, he opens their minds. I don't know exactly what it would have been like to have been in that room. All these centuries later, it is probably easy for 21st century disciples to either feel smug. Well, of course we would have recognized that being as Jesus. Or maybe we're still in that sort of cynical disbelief that dead people stay dead. And it's a great story, but there are plenty of other examples in antiquity of supposed resurrections, and the church has made this up, and we've got all kinds of explanations to try and make sense of the resurrection that don't involve Jesus physically raising from the dead. Well, I'm not here to talk anyone out of their disbelief, but I believe, no pun intended, that the place we can begin to chip away at our disbelief is to rekindle joy and to wonder, what if? Early on in the Gospel of Luke, we read at the Nativity where Mary ponders the stories from the shepherds in her heart. she ponders what they tell about the angels and the stars and all of the things that they saw and heard. And I wonder, again, no pun intended, I wonder if the opportunity for Easter is for us to get out of both the it either happened or it didn't modality, and to begin to ponder, what if? What if it did? What if the gospel witness is not only true, but factual as well? What if? Well, that would change everything, wouldn't it? And to be honest, I believe the resurrection already has changed everything. Certainly, we live in a time where there is much violence and evil and death and all of the things that seem to testify against the good news of the resurrection. But I believe our opportunity is to be open to receive what I call resurrection glimpses that are all around us. And it's my studied belief that we wouldn't be able to catch a glimpse of resurrection if there hadn't been the resurrection. And so, as we prepare for tomorrow's celebration, my hope is that we will bring all of those emotions to bear. Joy and wonder. And a healthy kind of disbelief, but not the disbelief that says, no, there's no way. But the healthy disbelief that looks at the evidence, considers all that has happened in the ensuing millennia, and say, I'm not sure, but I wonder, what would it be like if it was really true? Well, that would be too good to be true, wouldn't it? And guess what? If we begin from the place of wondering and joy and positive disbelief, we may just catch a glimpse of the resurrected Lord. And his words to us would be the same as they were to his faithful disciples all those years ago. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.